Homily 32. He who sees me sees the Father. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. This morning's second reading focuses on the Apostle Paul's magnificent hymn to Jesus, in whom all things hold together. John's Gospel echoes this hymn when Jesus says, "He who sees me sees the Father." Shortly before his death, the atheist Christopher Hitchens spoke of Jesus Christ as a madman, a megalomaniac. I liked what the atheist Hitchens said because, in some sense, he read the New Testament correctly. Either Jesus is who he said he is, or he's a madman. For example, his disciples undoubtedly followed Jesus because they thought he was a prophet, a teacher, even the promised Messiah. But Jesus kept upping the ante. What prophet would have dared to forgive sins, to place his law above what God had commanded through Moses concerning murder, retaliation, adultery, and the like? Jesus said, "God said through Moses, but I say to you." What prophet would have claimed to be greater than the temple, the place of God's presence? Solomon, known for his wisdom. Jonah, the prophet. Also, what prophet would have claimed that he and the Father are one, that only he had seen the Father, that he who sees him sees the Father, who addressed himself as I Am, the name God revealed to Moses, and also that salvation comes only through him? An incredible historical fact. His disciples, Jews, no images of God. God is so transcendent. They eventually worshipped this human being as my Lord and my God. My niece's family has a very bright Beagle Basset mixed dog, Hazel. Supposing one day Hazel began to speak English, read, write, discuss politics. One would ask, what do we have here? Analogously, this happened to the disciples. Jesus, the image of the invisible God, my Lord and my God. When I taught at Santa Clara University many years ago, I befriended a young Buddhist priest, pastor of a Buddhist parish in Los Gatos. He related to me that curious Christians often visited and asked him what he thought about Christianity. He told them that Christianity's foundation is the person of Jesus Christ, who is confessed, worshipped as the crucified and risen God Man. My Buddhist friend, spot on. What would you have said Christianity is all about? In a conversation with a Jehovah's Witness, he told me that Jesus was not God because he prayed. In addition to what I've just said, I told him to read Cardinal Pierre de Bérulle, a 17th, 18th century French mystic who wrote, "Just as there is a God worthy of being adored, served, and loved, so there is also in you, O Jesus, my Lord, a God adoring, loving, and serving him eternally without any defect in this adoration, and a God who adores without detracting from his divinity." The Christian paradox, a God adored, and a God adoring. Now, during an ecumenical seminar in Germany, the German Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner, he startled many of the participants when he said, "You really cannot do Christology unless you've fallen in love with Jesus, thrown your arms around him, and confessed with Thomas, my Lord and my God." Likewise, when asked what was the most important contemporary theological problem, Rahner replied, "How can I truly experience that in Jesus Christ, God has communicated himself to us in an absolute and irreversible way. Pope Francis's magnificent recent encyclical on the environment reads, "The ultimate destiny of the entire universe is in the fullness of God, which has already been attained by the crucified and risen Christ, through whom and for whom all things were created." Francis goes on, "Does not the book of Revelation teach that the Messiah, King, Lamb, who sits with God on the throne," this is from Revelation, "makes all things new, every creature, in the new heaven and on the new earth, under the earth, in the sea, all that is in them, shall praise and worship the slain Lamb." Notice, every creature, not only humans and angels. Alex Beam, the Globe writer, caused a ruckus a while back when he said that there are dogs in heaven. Well, I go even further. "Many years ago, I kissed a killer whale. Lovely beast. Danced with an orangutan. Also a lovely beast. Female, of course. Surfed with playful dolphins. Snorkeled in the midst of black-tipped sharks. Nuzzled an Alaskan wolf. And patted a former fighting pit bull named Bronx. No ears. Rescued by the young man with whom I spoke. Will all of these lovely creatures be in heaven?" Definitely. I'll go even further and stress what the Pope wrote. "Jesus, the Messiah King, is not only the King of humans and angels, but also of animals, fish, plants, insects, vegetation, rivers, oceans, the stars, the sun, the moon, the King of the entire future new earth, here, where his creation is being fulfilled. That is our immense longing. Not heaven in the popular spiritual sense, a platonic sense. We all want God. We all want Christ. But we also want a fully transformed self and all creation that God deemed good. Heaven will be God, Christ, angels, humans, and all creation. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God."